Turkey and Russia meet on Syria.
The stakes are very high.
Is House action a foregone conclusion?
Impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word.
New charges possible in admission scandal.
They'd better plead guilty and they'd better do it now.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The United States is on the sidelines as Turkey's president meets with Vladimir Putin in Russia. It comes as Turkey vows to resume an offensive against Kurdish forces in Syria, with American troops leaving. CBS's Holly Williams.
The future of eastern Syria could be decided at their meeting today. Russia's poised to step into the power vacuum the U.S. left behind when President Trump ordered U.S. troops to leave eastern Syria earlier this month. He effectively opened the door to a deadly Turkish offensive.
Well, CBS's Cammie McCormick is overseas with the Pentagon chief.
Defense Secretary Esper had said the troops leaving northeast Syria would head to western Iraq, where many would stay and conduct counter-ISIS missions into Syria. But the U.S. presence in Iraq is very unpopular with many Iraqis. And today we saw the statement from the Iraqi government saying there had been no agreement reached on U.S. troops remaining there permanently. Defense Secretary Esper is in Saudi Arabia today. He said he will talk to the Iraqis tomorrow about a timeline concerning U.S. troops and Iraq.
In Washington, CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us a diplomat testifies to Congress today in the House impeachment inquiry.
As chargé d'affaires, Bill Taylor has been the top official at the American embassy in Kiev since the removal of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch earlier this year. In text messages brought forward by a colleague, Taylor expresses grave concern over the reason the president was holding up U.S. military aid to Ukraine. He wrote early last month, "Are we now saying that security assistance and White House meeting are conditioned on investigations?" He added 8 days later, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." Fellow diplomat Gordon Sondland replied that Taylor was wrong about the president's intentions. And Mr. Trump again insisted that the transcript of his call with Ukraine's president shows he did nothing wrong. Here's CBS's Paula Reed.
Impeach is a very ugly word.
President Trump unleashed his frustrations in a new interview with Fox News.
It really means a high crime and misdemeanor. That letter is a perfect conversation.
Earlier in the day, he went on the defensive against Democrats.
I think they're lousy politicians, but two things they have. They're vicious and they stick together. They don't have Mitt Romney in their midst.
Senator Romney expressed concern over Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney's confirmation last week that there was a quid pro quo with Ukraine.
Holding up funds to a foreign nation, particularly one that's under military threat, in order to fulfill a political purpose is a real problem.
The president called on his party to do more to support him.
They have to get tougher and fight because the Democrats are trying to hurt the Republican Party for the election.
Well, now to Southern California, where three homes have been destroyed by a wildfire that threatens high-priced real estate outside L.A.
My mom had just passed away last week, and now this is happening. It's just a lot.
This man lives in Pacific Palisades.
Think about what's important, and the most important things were family, and they were not in danger and not here, so everything else doesn't really matter.
With the threat of fire growing again in Northern California, the utility PG&E warns of a second round of forced power outages. Tens of thousands still don't have power in parts of Dallas that were torn up by a tornado Sunday night. It's been classified as an EF3, which has a top wind speed of 140 miles an hour. CBS's Steve Futterman is in one of the hardest hit areas.
When the tornado hit, this man had seconds to find a place to hide.
10 to 30 seconds. It seemed like a short time to me.
The day after, Phil Devlin was sitting on his driveway assessing the near total destruction of his home.
What's it like inside now?
I'll take you inside. You can look.
There's not much left.
It's just total loss. There's nothing but insulation all over the couch, all over the floor.
And this is a sound you are hearing a lot here, the sound of chainsaws clearing debris. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Dallas.
For the second time in a month, former President Jimmy Carter has been injured in a fall at his Georgia home. He's in a hospital being treated for a pelvic fracture. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook's already encountered efforts by Russia and Iran to interfere in the 2020 election. Campaign correspondent Ed O'Keefe says the social network is touting new efforts to target misinformation.
Among other things, the company announcing it has removed four networks of fake accounts, three based in Iran and one in Russia. that sought to disrupt elections around the world. Facebook and Instagram will still allow political candidates to advertise with few restrictions, leading Democrats to accuse Zuckerberg of helping to spread misleading political attacks.
In the college admissions scandal, four additional parents pleaded guilty, and one of the men charged with orchestrating the scheme changed his plea to guilty. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Some of the parents learned that there might be a new charge that would be filed by the prosecution having to do with federal bribery. So they decided they'd better plead guilty and they'd better do it now.
Actress Lori Loughlin is still among those fighting the case. A registrar says her two daughters are no longer enrolled at USC. North of the border, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau survives an election challenge.
We will continue to fight climate change. We will get guns off our streets, and we will keep investing in Canadians.
He'll remain Prime Minister, but his Liberal Party lost its majority in Parliament. CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto says a scandal and energy policy may have weakened Trudeau.
Those old blackface pictures likely didn't help him, but it was Justin Trudeau's energy policies that swayed voters the most. Canada's the fourth largest exporter of oil, and putting a cap on new pipelines to the U.S. cost a declining oil industry a lot of money and jobs.
The retail chain Macy's is ditching fur, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The company says it'll stop selling mink coats and close its 34 fur vaults, along with 22 Maximilian salons at Bloomingdale's. Macy says it will sell products made from ethically sourced sheep and cattle, including shearling, sheepskin, and calf hair.
Fur sales at the stores will end by early 2021. Time-honored symbolism today in Japan at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo as the country saw a new emperor ascend to the throne.
Banzai!
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe led banzai cheers for new Emperor Naruhito, wishing him long life. Ceremonial artillery was fired in honor of the 59-year-old symbolic leader. Dressed in traditional robes, Naruhito and Empress Masako sat on canopied thrones. In brief remarks, he pledged to stand by his people and expressed hopes for world peace. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
Baseball's World Series opens tonight in Houston with the high-flying Astros hosting the resurgent Washington Nationals. Two of the game's top pitchers are going to square off. Houston's 20-game winner Garrett Cole and three-time Cy Young winner Max Scherzer of Washington. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.